but Jesus rescued me.
Amen.
I want you to turn to Romans chapter number 6. I had a burr under my saddle. I've heard the cliche, and I've been hearing it more and more, especially this year. I don't know whether it's a cop-out. I feel like it is. But whatever it might be, I found the answer in the Word of God. I've heard people say this year, and it's been bugging me, they say, I just can't seem to get the victory. I just can't get the victory. Now, I don't know what it is. It might be, you might be lying, you might be cheating, you might be drinking, you might be cussing, you might be carousing around, you might be committing adultery, you might be committing fornication, you might have a spirit of disbelief. I don't know what your problem is. But I keep hearing this over and over again. I can't get the victory. I've tried, and I just can't get the victory. May I say, if you're here this morning, my wife said, honey, don't say that if you're here this morning. Said, they're looking at you. I said, you preach in many churches I preach in, do they? A lot of them are looking at you, but they ain't here. So if you're here this morning saved, listen to me. If you're here this morning saved by the grace of God, you have victory. Hey, you're not walking to victory. You're not walking from victory. You're walking in victory. So you don't ever have to say that again. I can't get the victory. You've already got the victory. If you're saved, you got the victory. Now, if you're not saved, you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you've had the blood applied, if you've been saved by the grace of God, then you know what I'm talking about this morning. So I want, for a launching pad, I want to take Romans chapter number 6. So turn to Romans chapter number 6. I want my darling wife to stand. Honey, would you stand? I mean, that's the prettiest part of all the ministry. I love my wife. God loaned her to me 44 years ago.
Amen.
I've been married to the same woman.
Amen.
Well, we're going to have some good times, boy. I didn't feel that coming up.
Amen.
All right, Romans chapter number 6. Let's begin reading verse number 11, if you would please, of Romans chapter 6. Now, wait just a minute. Now, listen to me. This is elementary. I know that. All right? I know that this morning. This is elementary. But this is where we start. We got to start back on this. See, God forbid that I should glory saving the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And help me. God, help me never to get away from the simplicity that's in Christ.
Amen.
Hey, God is a spirit.
That's right.
They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
This is elementary. That's what I'm going to teach you right now. It's elementary, but we've got to go back to this. I wish sometime that I could go back to when I first got saved. And when I picked up the King James Bible at that time, I just believed what it said.
Amen.
I read over that part that said, hide in the closet and pray in secret, and God will hear and reward you openly. And I honestly thought that that's what he meant when he said, hide in the closet. And on 1777 8th Street in Shamley, Georgia, where I got saved, I emptied everything. I didn't have two closets in the house. But I emptied one of them out and got in that closet and shut the door. And did that for well over a year, until I got reading some commentaries. I wish I'd left the commentaries alone and kept reading the Bible. But beloved, listen, I know this gets back to elementary, but we got to get back to that place where God can bless us again. Look at verse number 11, if you would please. Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto the sin. Did you hear that? But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you. You're not under the law, but under grace. God will add his blessing to the reading of his infallible, inerrant, God-breathed word. Beloved, I want you to think with me just a little while. I want you to look at that verse again, in verse number 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Now, I'm not advocating that sinless perfection. Do you hear me? I'm not advocating sinless perfection. But I detest when someone comes up to me and says, we sin a little bit, got to sin a little bit every day. We got to sin a little bit every day. We ran into a 70-year-old retired Wesleyan preacher. My wife and I did, and my daughter down here in Maiden, North Carolina, this past week. And he said, there ain't no way that you can sin after you get saved. Come on now, I'm going somewhere. I'll get there in a few minutes if you'll help me. He said, 70 years old, he put his arm around me. He said, preacher, do you sin? I said, yes. He said, what's going to happen one of these days? He said, you're going to sin, and you're not going to ask God to forgive you, and you're going to die, and as soon as you die, you're going to hell. He is mixed up as a termite in a Chinese yo-yo. Hey, come on, children. I'm telling you, buddy, when you got saved by the grace of God, the Spirit of God cleansed away your sin. The Holy Ghost come to live in your heart. He's the one that keeps you right now. Hey, listen, I'm not keeping myself. I didn't save myself. I'm not keeping myself. Thank God he saved my reprobate soul on the 25th day of May 1969, 34 years ago, thank God. Listen, I got saved in Shanley, Georgia, under the preaching of C.M. Cordell. I repented of my sins on that day. I accepted Christ as my Savior, and I was birthed into the family of God. I'm saved forever and forever. And he said, what if you'd go out here and kill somebody and not ask forgiveness right quick? I'm saved, and you're saved, and I'm saying if you can sin, hey, you better look at me, don't you bow your head, ain't that pray. If you can, and listen, if you can still enjoy, and there's some of you that I'm talking to this morning, you're still enjoying that sin. Well, bless God, I'll see what I'll do. If the Holy Ghost will let me, I'll come back and sit down beside of you. I'll come back and sit down beside and put my arm around you. Then I'll expose you to the whole crowd. Oh, God, it's getting mighty quiet. Listen, the thing about it is, I sin, yes. If you do too, don't look at me that way. Brother, your halo might be on, but your horns is knocking it crooked. Hey, but the thing about it is, now, brother, listen, Brother Joel, as far as I know, I'm 63 years old, I've been saved 34 years. You listen to me, as far as I know, as far as the Holy Ghost will give me witness, I have not been in sin more, listen to me, in 24 hours since I've been saved. Now, I knew it was going to get real quiet. See, I gave him a glass down when they dropped on the carpet. I said, since I've been saved in 34 years, I've not been backslidden more than 24 hours. Come on, there's some of you sitting right here looking at me. Bless your little heart. Hey, listen, you're looking at me right now, and you enjoy that sin. You cannot say that. Listen, you're enjoying what you're doing. I'm telling you that I've already been to the woodshed. I've already been there. I've already been under that chastening rod that God said he'd chasten every son whom he receiveth. And if he be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, you're bastards and not sons.
Amen. That's right.
Now, just sticking her tongue out at me, Brother Joel. Sin hath no more dominion over you. That means that I can walk away and I can say no to the stinking devil. I can say no to sin. I can say yes to Jesus Christ. And somehow, someway, thank God he gives me that grace to believe what he said. And thank God he's no pleasure on it. Now, with that in mind, turn with me to the book of Joshua. Let's see how Joshua did it, all right? Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Joshua. Chapter number 1. Walking in victory. Now we're walking in victory. That's what I'm going to try to help you with today. Walking in complete victory.
Right.
Complete
That's
victory.
Right.
God, if you ever get a hold of that, honey, you think I can run fast. If you ever get a hold of that, you're walking in complete victory. Complete victory. I won't be able to catch you till next year. Joshua chapter number 1. After this, Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, son of Moses, minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou, and all this people, unto the land which I do give unto them, even to the children of Israel. Number 1, watch this. They had a problem. Come on, your pastor's already told you. When I sat back there and heard him, he's already told you, buddy, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have trouble in this world. As long as you're here in this stinking world, you are going to have trouble.
Amen.
But that doesn't bother your victory, thank God.
Amen.
You can still have perfect victory right in the midst of all the hell. You can still have that great victory that you need. Thank God to give you that joy in your heart that you need. I thank God I to carry on to the glory of God.
Amen.
You see, they had a problem. Joshua said to all the people, look at it in your Bible, second verse. He said, come on. Let's go across Jordan. People said, we ain't going across Jordan. We ain't never done this way before.
Right. Yeah.
We never done it this way. We ain't going to do it this way. I'm still going inside Jordan. You see, there's some of you that are still here. I believe Brother Joe told me he'd been here 18 years now. 13 years now. And there's some of you that was hanging around here 13 years ago when I was here too. Come on, but the problem was with the people. They said, we don't go over Jordan. We like it on this side. And there's some of you sitting here this morning, you won't cross Jordan. That's the reason you haven't grown.
Right.
That's the reason you sit where you sit now. That's the reason you don't have that joy bubble up in your heart. That's the reason you ain't got that testimony you need. That's why you don't have the things that you need in your life. You know why? You sit down on God. You say you're on the other side of God, and you refuse to cross over. Come on, children. Thank God, I'll tell you, when I hear the man of God I'm talking about even now, oh yes, God still speaks to me.
Amen.
And when I hear the man of God and something in my heart needs to be done, I say, yes, God, you God, change that in me.
Amen.
That's right.
But you know what you're doing? You got started in the Holy Ghost, and you think you can do it in the flesh now. Come on, I'm going to do my best not to try to embarrass anybody. But you're on the wrong side of Jordan. You're on the wrong side of Jordan. He said that. He told the people, he said, get up. Let's go across Jordan. Where is your Jordan this morning? Come on, I'm trying to ask you a question. Where is your Jordan this morning? Hey, I wasn't to be heroes in that. But Brother Joel called me back and said, you get here in the morning, I'll be there.
Yes, sir.
Where's your Jordan? What Jordan? Hey, listen, if you get up one guy, one at a time, thank God, and testify, where is your Jordan at this morning?
Right.
Come on, I'm not mad at nobody but the devil.
Right.
Where's your Jordan this morning? God, no wonder, honey, you ain't got no joy on the inside. No wonder you can't jump up and bubble over. You know why? Because you're still on the other side of Jordan. Come on, all I'm trying to do is help you get across there. My God, you'll faint me and hug my neck after I get through.
Right.
Children, the deadest place that you could be right now is over on that side of Jordan.
Right.
And that's where some of you are. And that's why the joy of the Lord's not showing in your face.
Amen.
God, our brother got up here a few minutes ago. Lord God, he started out with this little old book. Thank God it wasn't long before it's this book. I said, Mom, if you had a suitcase, I said, it'd be that next.
Yeah.
Come on, my God. And when the thing was over with, he was still somewhere up yonder. And he didn't know they was even leaving the choir loft.
functioning. Thank God, that's what we need this morning. Thank God we need some about just worship God in spirit and in truth and forget about what everybody thinks about you.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, I found out a long time ago, bless your heart, I got saved twice. I got saved, first of all, from my sins on the 25th day of May, 1969, 4 minutes after 12 o'clock, University of Baptist Church, Chamonix, Georgia. I was 29 years old. I got saved on that day. And about 2 weeks after that, I was sitting right up here on the front, and my pole preacher was up here trying to preach. He was preaching on the second coming grass. And I didn't have more sense to say, amen, amen. I thought you were supposed to say that to the man of God.
Amen.
And those old mossy back deacons got to looking at me.
Yeah.
Quenched me down, and I wouldn't even say amen for the man of God. Brother Philip, that's what I said. That's it, buddy.
Yeah. Amen.
I got up in that mossy back station. I said, I don't give a rip what you think anymore. Hey, I know, and from that morning, thank God, I was set free. I don't give a rip what you think about me. I want an A in heaven, what I want. Won't you get up and get across Jordan? You'll stop being mad at me if you get across Jordan. I promise me, you won't stick your tongue out of me again. You already done it twice already, I saw you. You'll stop doing that if you just get up and cross over Jordan. You'll never see the problem. The problem was with the people. People, you got a precious, and I hope you know that. I hope you understand, precious man of God here. That's right. I knew him when he was a pinnacle. I knew him before I ever came here and took this taking church. I knew him well before that. But when you got a man of God that'll tell, that'll look right straight in your eyeballs and tell you the truth, hey, you ought to hug his neck, you ought to thank God every day for him, and you certainly ought to be praying while he's trying to preach to you the Word of God. They called me out here a few weeks ago, and I went out to Hildebrand, little church out there. They want me to pastor them. Do you believe that? I said, okay, what I'll do, I said, I'll help you. Until you get a man of God to come in here. I thought we had 44. When we finished, about 3 weeks ago, and that other, or 4 weeks ago, and that other pastor took over, I finished with 4. Oh, we had a good time. But you know what they wouldn't do? They wouldn't cross Jordan. Hey, you're a new preacher, they said. You talk too loud. You shout, you hurt my ears.
Yeah.
I ain't ever done it that way before. Oh, we got to do this and that. And then they had the audacity. That's guts to some of you who don't know what audacity is. They had the guts to send a woman to me. And I asked the dear lady, I said, where's your panty waist husband?
Yeah.
You want to talk to me? Send me a man down here to talk to me.
Amen.
Hello? Now, don't look at me. God. I was a preacher here the other week, and they called me a chauvinist. And I said, a whatinist? They said, you're a chauvinist. And it took me 2 weeks to find out what a chauvinist was. You know what? Does anybody know what a chauvinist is? That's somebody who hates women. I said, my God, I don't hate women. I married one. My mama was a woman. But I do believe they got a place.
Amen.
Well, they say in their place, that's perfect. That's fine. Ain't that right, darling? You make sure you say amen, honey.
Amen. That's right.
There you go. Come on now. I don't run her space.
Right.
Come on. She don't run my space.
Right.
Run it when we're compatible. You know what she'll do? She'll think it, and I'll say it. Or I'll say it, and she'll think it.
Yeah.
Right, Mom? When we get ready to go to church on Sunday morning, she comes up and asks me, honey, what should I wear? You mean you ladies don't ask your husband? Oh, God, it's getting quieter and quieter. I better go on or I get run plumb off from here, won't I? Children, I'm talking about the problem. Get up and get across Jordan. Hey, buddy, every time you cross that Jordan, and by the way, Jordan's just like dying to self. It's everyday thing.
Right.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. You're going to have to cross Jordan. And when you come back in your house of God, man of God's got another message. You'll either stop or you'll call Jordan with you. And if you stop, then you're multi back. He's going to have to holler at you. He's going to have to count to you in his office. He's going to have to make 15 phone calls to you. He's going to have to burp you like a baby. He's going to have to spoon feed you. He's going to have to do all these things unless you just cross over Jordan with him.
Well, I see you didn't like that point. Let's go to another one. Look at verses 3 and 4. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Now let me tell you right there, I don't care how much Ishmael hollers. I don't care how many Arabs come. I don't care how many Arabs go. Yasser Arafat and insane Hussein and all the rest of that bunch over there. Listen, children. God said to Abraham. God said, Abraham, 335,000 square miles that I'm going to give you from Lebanon up to the river Euphrates and all the land of the Hittites, I'm going to give it to you.
Right.
He didn't say I'm going to share it with you so you can share it with your half-brother, Ishmael.
Right.
Those Arabs better read the Word of God and believe what the Word of God says. All of that land over there belongs to Israel. Can I say it again? It all belongs to Israel. You say, oh, I don't like the Jew. Don't let me get in your presence. God liable to strike you dead.
That's right.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love of thee. Do you love him?
Amen.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen. That's right.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first.
Right.
Also to the Greek. Yeah, but Brother Matthew, he came into his own zone and saved him not. Can I say something to you? If this generation passed away, another generation comes on, and they read the King James Bible, you know what Romans 1:16 say? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God and salvation to everyone believeth, to the Jew first.
Amen.
Right. And if that generation passes on, and another generation comes on before Christ comes, you know what Romans 1:16 will say? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the power of God and salvation. Everyone lives you first, also the Greek.
Right.
Hey, and if that generation passed away, and another passed away, and another, listen, if it comes 10 more generations, you know what Romans 1:16 will say? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and salvation. Everyone lives you to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
Right.
Number two, not only a problem with the people, but watch this. Look at verses 3 and 4 now. Every place. So your Ephesians, he said, that's what I'm going to give to you. Watch it now. Not only a problem with the people, but there were possessions to be possessed.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Will you let me, would you let me just, my mind just wander here for a minute? I'm thinking it that one of these days that we're going to go to heaven, and as we enter the gate, and God takes hold of our hand, I think maybe the first place he's going to walk. He's going to walk into this room. And this room is 10,000 miles long. Is anybody with me?
Yeah,
some of you done died. And 10,000 miles long. And there's packages of all sorts and all sizes. I think we're going to say, God, why'd you bring me in this place first? God's going to say, that's all those possessions that you could have had if you had crossed Jordan.
Yeah.
You see, hey, come on, I'm human just like you, honest. I holler a little bit louder than you do, maybe, but I'm just like you. Have you prayed and you prayed and you prayed and it just don't seem like nothing comes. And you just, after a while, you just get plumb discouraged and you just give up and start praying about something else. Am I right? Come on. Come on, I've done it. I've done it, Brother Joel.
Yes, sir.
I believe that's one he packages up, he puts in there in that room. He said, that's one. If you'd have sent one more prayer up, it would have worked. You'd have had your package. You'd have had your box. You'd have had what God. Listen, I'm talking about possessing your possessions. Children, we're the only people that I know of. Bless your heart. We're kingdom. Did you know we're kingdom people?
Yes, we are. Amen.
And we're living way below our privileges.
Yes, sir.
God, I ain't ever seen a bunch of multi-backs in all my life, honey. We'll get up in the morning and we'll bow down and say, God Almighty, and we'll walk around like little orphans.
Right.
All day, that's the way we walk. With our chin cleaning after sidewalk, the cracks in the sidewalk. Lord God, children, listen. He said, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, Joshua, get across Jordan. And he said, when you get across there, he said, all of this land, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Children, listen. You prayed. Can I give you something this morning? Why don't you just by faith? Brother Matthew Gill, I've tried, honey. The only place in the Bible I know where you try said try the Spirit.
Right.
Over in 1 John.
Right.
You know what he says in Proverbs 3:5-6? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Amen.
Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and then He shall direct thy path.
Right.
Isn't that simple? Listen to this one. You'll hear this one. This one's a real good one. Delight.
That's right.
Thyself also in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And He'll give thee, God, I'm getting ready to run from out here. And He'll give thee the desires of thine heart.
Right.
Come on, honey. We're living in a time where North Korea's got their nuclear outfit. South Korea's got trying to get them back together. Here's Iraq and Iran and all these countries, foreign countries. Listen, they're in a turmoil. Oil's are going up, price going down, people losing their jobs. Thank God I would have, honey, I would have called Jordan. Thank God with the Lord Jesus Christ, I would have trust Him and believe Him. In these days, everybody's looking at us to believe for what we say that we believe. Well, that's all right. You can stay quiet if you want to, honey. I'm just going to keep on shouting. This one God gives me a voice. Hey, I'm just going to keep on using for Him, man.
Amen.
Get up. Cross over, George. You ain't ever going to have your possession. You, number three. Look at verse number 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Are you ready to run? As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Number 3, there's a promise to plead.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, sir.
God, so honey, don't that do anything for you?
Amen.
Just somehow, inside me, I get ready to explode when I see verses like that in the Word of God.
Amen.
He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never fail you.
Amen.
I'm going to be with you all the way.
Amen.
God, honey, you could charge hell with a squirt gun just as sure as I'm a standing here. Hey, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. When we got stinking lying politicians and lying preachers and lying members lying on every corner, thank God I could get something that's the eternal truth and preach it and believe it and live it.
Amen.
Come on, you got a promise. You got a promise, please.
Amen.
Oh, but Brother Master, you don't understand. I can't do that. Philippians 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, but Brother Master, you don't understand. My pocket's empty. I don't have any money. Philippians 4. In verse number 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory.
Amen.
Hey, did he find it? He put his name on it. He said, by Christ Jesus.
Right.
There's a check you just write out. He'd already signed it. Go cash it. Come on, what promise you? Hell, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'll do. You seem to be about half dead this morning. I'll tell you what I'll do. You give me your problem, and I'll give you a promise. God, you can't do that, can you? What are you sitting here looking at me like that for? I said, you give me your problem, honey. And I took psychology, all right? In college, I took psychology. But I could charge you no $100 a year, an hour, as a head shrink. Come on, honey. I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Amen.
I said, Brother Maskell, I'm stressed out. Honey, listen, I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Amen.
I wish I had another voice. Thank God I'd let it shout while I preach.
Amen.
Come on, you got it. Children, you have you got a hold of that yet? I'll quit if you have. Have you got a hold of it? You've got a promise to plead.
Amen.
Well, Brother Maskell, I don't know what I mean. Then let's dial up the Lord Jesus. His number is 333.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah 33. Call unto me. He said that. I didn't.
Right.
And I will answer thee. God, How can you sit still? How can you?
I'm talking about the power of this universe.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that one who sucked down on nothing, spoke everything into existence by His Word, thank God, and all things exist, and tied together with His Word. He said to me and to you, call
right.
unto me.
Yeah.
He didn't stop there.
Right.
He said, I
right.
will
yeah.
answer thee
right.
and shew thee great and mighty things.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Come on, sir. What promise do you need? Some of you are still sitting here saying, God, I don't know where I'm trying to help you get there.
Right.
All you got to do is get up and cross over Jordan.
Right.
And then possess your possessions. You got a whole handful of them.
Amen.
And a whole heart full of them. Maybe not for you, for others.
Yeah, right.
And then grab your promise. God, Brother Joel, if I preach too long, just tell me, honey. I'm so full this morning. I can't hardly stand it. Look at Romans. I think it's Romans. Romans chapter number four. God, look at this thing. Look at this. Verse 18. Who gets hope, believes in hope. Ha! That he might become the father of many nations, according to that which is spoken, so shall be thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not nobody now dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither dead as a Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise.
Right.
Sure didn't. Some of you getting it. You have a smile on your face that wide. Hey, some of you did what I'm talking about here. Brother, he didn't shout because he had it in his hand. He shouted on the promise. He said, thank God, that's good enough for me. I'll just shout on the promise a little while. Hey, thank God, I think we ought to start 2003 up today. And I think, thank God, we ought to just shout on a few promises that we got from the Word of God and believe what God says. Amen.
Amen.
Sure. What do you think God meant when He said, come boldly?
Right.
There He is. He challenged you again, and you still ain't doing nothing about it.
Right.
He challenged your heart, and He said, come boldly.
Right.
For the throne of grace, that you might
Amen.
Find mercy
Amen.
In time of need.
Right.
Come on, He's challenging your heart.
Yes, He is.
Now let me show you the rest of this that you can shout on. Look at verse 21. And being fully persuaded what He had promised, He was able to perform, and therefore imputed Him to righteousness. Now, it was not written for His sake alone that it was imputed to Him, but for us.
Amen.
Honey, thank God, us here this morning, Westside Baptist Church. It's this book and the promise, this book is for us.
Amen.
Well, I see that didn't help you out either. Number one, problem with the people. Number two, possession to possess. Number three, a promise to plead. And then number four, look at verse 6 and 7. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear to the fathers to give them. Only be thou strong. Number four, there's a person to prepare. Who is it? Told Joshua, be thou strong.
That's what he said.
Amen.
Joshua, who's thou? That's you and me.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on. Who's got to prepare?
That's it.
Come on, children. My God, some of us are hanging around. Say, well, we'll just hang loose and see what happens. God, I don't hang loose. I want to call something to happen.
Amen.
I'm just going to jump around and holler and scream, thank God, so I call something to happen. Amen.
Amen.
A person to be prepared. See, the reason that these Jehovah's Fallen witnesses slap you down, you're not prepared.
Right.
The reason these Mormons knock you down is because you ain't prepared. You don't know what they believe. You don't know any way to refute them.
That's right.
And you don't know enough the Word of God to refute them.
Right.
Come on, I'm not throwing off on you. I'm trying to help you.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. We need to prepare ourselves.
Sure.
You need to be prepared for this. Hey, it's a coming in a rush.
Amen.
Children, listen. When I heard that North Korea, what they tried to do in North Korea, I said, God, it's got to be in the Word of God. I said, show it to me. He took me over to Daniel chapter number 11. He talked about the kings of the East.
Amen.
Then I got in Revelation 16, and I think about verse number 9, and it said, and that great river Euphrates was dried up so that the kings of the East
yes,
could come through. Now, you know who that is? That's all your Yala people.
That's your Chinese. That's your Japanese. Right. That's your Taiwanese. That's all your yellow people. All of them are going to come right down through that gap. You know why they're coming down through there? Because they're going to stand before Israel just like God said they would. Amen. Thank God, but it's going to end, buddy. I'll tell you what, we're going to end. It's a battle of Armageddon. And I'll tell you, thank God, we're going to come back at the end of that thing riding upon our white horses. In Knoxville, and she said, now, Gilbert Lee, I can't stand nobody call me that. All my friends call me Gil. Yeah, but that's my mama. It's all right. She can call me what she wants to. She said, Gilbert Lee said, a couple old Baptist preachers came in here and told me that there's white horses in heaven. She said, now, son, she said, you know there ain't no white horses in heaven. I said, mama, you better get your saddle ready.
That's right.
Somebody said, Brother Matthew, you're a doctor. Do you really literally believe those are horses?
Yes,
hey, come up here and run into my fist about 40 times. Yes, sir, I literally believe that. If I had 40 doctors, I'd still believe what that Word of God says. God said it, Jonah got swallowed by a whale. Wouldn't have made a bit of difference in me if Jonah would have swallowed a whale.
Right.
Hello?
That's right.
See, you got a person for me. Let me give you one more and I'll let you go. Is it time, Brother Joel? I'm hungry. Is it time to go yet, buddy? Look at verse number 8. If you don't catch nothing else, catch this one. And I ain't too. I'm just giving you highlights, boy. If I could really get into this thing, if you'd stay with me till about 5 o'clock, I'd preach it all to you. Hello? Look at verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now, there's a plan to pursue. What's the plan? What's the plan? God's got it down right here. If you're going to walk in victory, here's the plan. Watch it. Number 1, look what he said. Look what he said. This law shall not depart out of thy mouth. First of all, proclaim it. You talk about the colts and the ducks and the dogs and the devils and blue devils and the red angels. And hey, you talk about all of that garbage. What about Paul, James, and John? What about thank God, the Word of God? Why don't you talk about it a little while? Why don't you paste it to the doorpost? Thank God. Why don't you just tear it in your heart, amen? Thank God. I just sit in it. Hey, listen, I've got bread laying all over my house.
Amen.
And I go through the door and I grab me a piece of bread. See, some of you don't know what I'm talking about. See, I'm hungry too. I ain't talking about that kind of bread. I'm talking about the kind that satisfies the soul.
Amen.
Now get out. Pull that little... Buddy, I mean, all day I'm pulling those little slips out and reading them. And every time I do, God reaches that needle up there and inoculates me. One more time. God, and I get stirred up. Hey, honey, listen. I preach to the dog. You know I got a dog out the house. I done told you about that dog I got out there. Master God, if you don't think he's out there, I'll bring him over here and let you hear him. He's my gospel dog. That bunch of men around the house, a tree fell on my mission, and they was fixing it to guys from out of Charlotte. And I called my gospel dog. I said, this is my God. What's a gospel dog? I said, you know what a gospel dog is? No, he said, I don't. I said, well, listen to him. I looked down, I said, Von Wolf! I said, let's praise Jesus a little while. Von Wolf said, oh. Then I turned around and hollered with him. I said, oh. And Bob Wolf said, oh. And he just kept on praising Jesus.
Amen.
That's my gospel dog.
Amen.
But I ain't going to let him outshout me.
Right.
First of all, proclaim it. Then look what else he says. Meditate therein. Not only proclaim it, but ponder over it.
Yes.
What do you ponder over? Well, I got to catch a news. ABCRSVNEB. I gotta find out if the mud ducks are playing today. God, I knew I'd get them quiet. Nothing else did, but come on. Did you know we've lost it?
Yeah.
We've lost that real sweetheart of meditating.
Surely.
Cause we got a television. See, it meditates for us.
Yes.
That television tells us what to buy, where to go, what time it is, what time to get up, what time to go to bed. This, that, morning show, day show.
Yeah.
Tomorrow show, no show. Hey, we having a good time. We sure are, honey. Proclaim the word. Ponder the word. Look what else he says. Look what else he says. And therein thee and that thou mayest observe. Practice the word. Huh? Not only proclaim it and ponder it, but then get up and practice. Old Sam Jones, that's my wife's favorite evangelist. He's gone back in the 1800s from up here in Chatsworth, Georgia. That's where he lived. Old big tall redhead fella, meaner than a skunk. Oh, Joan said he'd get in the church and said before I sat down before any preacher, he said, I want to know three things about him. He said, do you know what and who you're talking about? He said, number two, are you trying to help me or hurt me?
Yeah.
He said, number three, are you living what you're preaching?
Right.
You know where our problem comes in? Honey, we ain't practicing what we know now. We're all religious, aren't we? Yes, Brother Massey. Will you help me? Say, yes, Brother Massey. You're right. We're all religious. Yes, Brother Massey. Yes, Brother Massey. We're all religious. But we need to practice.
Amen.
Then let me give you one more word. Then we'll go. Look at that last word there. He says, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Now, there's prosperity. All with the Word of God. Walking in victory. I want to ask you, are you walking in victory?
That's right.
Young people, you hear it there. You're walking in victory. I love my young people. See, because they tell me the truth. They write me little letters and say, I love your preaching. Or they'll say, you sure are funny. I've got thousands of them at home, brothers. Thousands of letters. Thousands that these little ones have written me. Said, preacher, I love you. A little old boy wrote me one up here to this last church I was in. He said, I want to preach just like you, preacher. Walking in victory. Buddy, I'll tell you what I'd rather have. If I didn't have the victory here this morning, children, so help me God, I don't give a rip if it is 12:30. I wouldn't leave this church this morning. I wouldn't even think about leaving this church this morning. I wouldn't even think about getting my car and cranking my car if I didn't know in my soul that I've got complete control, victory in Jesus. Buddy, if I didn't know that, so help me God. Come on now, children, y'all support me. Did y'all know you support me? Y'all know you support me every month? Well, just the way I preach to you this morning is just the way I preach it everywhere that I go. I ain't changed. I don't intend to, Brother Joel. Have you got the victory? Have you? Are you walking? Are you walking in complete victory? You got that joy bubbling up on the inside? Thank God you're about ready to explode for Jesus, are you? Then listen, why don't you do something about it this morning? Get up. Get across, Joel. Will you? Father, we certainly do love you. Our hearts are joyed. Thank you for the great door. Thank you for Brother Joel. He didn't have to call me back, but he did. Lord, I thank you for the great open door. I thank you for the sweet people. Lord, some of them I've known seem like forever. Some are new. But Lord, I pray that Westside Baptist Church, I pray they'll walk in victory. I pray that they'll be bubbling over. I pray that you'll give them something outside themselves.
Yes.
That supernatural.
Yes.
Lord, we're so tired of looking at the natural, seeing the natural, hearing the natural. Oh, blessed Spirit of God, send us the supernatural. Oh, let me walk out of here today saying, thank God, I'm in complete victory. Please, I pray. Get glory to yourself. If there's any here this morning lost without God, and I know us, Lord, I can see the hand, but I can't see the heart. But Lord, if you'd help us, I'd sure like to see some saved this morning.
Amen.
Start this brand new year out with a brand new life. And Lord, we'll bless you.
Amen.
Love you. And thank you as we lift holy hands in advance because we ask the prayer, faith believing, expecting with joy, in Jesus' name. I want you to stand and head bowed, would you please, as our pianist and organist plays, then I want you to come. God spoke to your heart. Listen, the man of God already preached about the devil putting on the whole armor of God. Listen, then we try to teach you how to walk in complete victory in Christ. Come on. Come on, will you do it? Come on, Daddy. Come on, Mama. Come on, preacher. Come on, deacon. Come on, Sunday school teacher. Come on. Come on. You know that you need it. You know that you need it.